Well, just about everyone's been assigned to read William Golding's novel, Lord of the Flies, at some point during their school days. A group of British schoolboys is stranded on an island after their plane crashes during wartime. Left on their own, the boys create their own version of civilization, which descends into chaos and violence. But what if Lord of the Flies were the story of a group of girls, not boys? How would it change? Would it change? That question's being explored this week and next by Lansing's Peppermint Creek Theater Company. They're staging a production of Lord of the Flies with an all-female cast. Joining us to talk about the production are stage manager Anna Sabo and Megan Malusik, the actress playing Jack in the Peppermint Creek production. Welcome to Current State to both of you.
Thank you.
This version of Lord of the Flies was adapted for the stage by a Nigel Williams for the Royal Shakespeare Company 20 years ago, 1996. Was his adaptation specifically for a female cast, Anna, or have you adapted his version for this production?
We have presented it exactly as it's written, just with females playing the part.
Okay. And what was the discussion like that led to that decision?
It was really about the choice to present women in a new way in theater, as well as giving them the chance to play parts that they're not necessarily allowed to play, parts that aren't written for us.
Never been allowed to play, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Was that a challenge?
It's been a challenge dealing with some of the attitudes about women playing the parts, but for the most part, having the girls adapt to it, there's been no issue at all. They're
the cast
entirely enthused.
The cast, talk to us about playing a boy, Megan.
Well, the thing is I'm just playing Jack at this point, I suppose. I don't like to think of it as necessarily I'm playing a boy.
Okay.
I'm just playing Jack. And I think the most difficult thing, the most probably, was the fact that we changed the pronouns, but nothing else. So, like, it's hard to read, for example, when it says he everywhere and you are trying to adapt it to she.
So,
but we did keep the names.
Mm-hmm.
If you've asked people who've read The Lord of the Flies how the story might be different if this plane had been carrying girls instead of boys, a lot of them might say that it wouldn't descend into chaos at all, that the girls wouldn't give in to these violent impulses that the way the boys would.
Well, the way that Lord of the Flies is written, too, is that it's representing a downfall of society and who we are without that structure. And there's no reason that women shouldn't be seen as that part of society as well. So it's really more of an assumption that men are a default, and that's what we're challenging.
A lot of people say that it has to do with testosterone, and without the testosterone, how is that going to happen? Well, I don't think it has necessarily something to do with that. I think the reason that all of this occurs in the show is what happens with the relationships, what physically happens to them on the island. I don't think it has anything to do with...
Well, the interesting thing to me, it seems, is the attitudes that the audience brings to the whole thing.
There's, absolutely.
I mean, if they're hearing what are traditionally boys' names and all of the characters are girls, every person in that theater is going to be projecting all kinds of different things up as to what they're seeing.
As the person who's been watching the show every night, I don't even think about the names.
Yeah.
Because you look up there and there's just a group of incredibly talented young women performing this very powerful story.
Megan, tell us about how you present Jack. How did you get into this character anyway?
Jack has been quite a interesting time, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's been difficult to try and get into the mindset, because at the beginning of the show, you know, they're all still in their civilized senses, I suppose, and Jack is more of the higher class, proper kind
British upper class guy.
Upper class, okay. Yes. But once she doesn't have the power anymore, she becomes very manipulative in trying to gain it back. And that ultimately ends in some pretty violent stuff, which I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't read it, for example.
How familiar were both of you with the story before you launched into this?
I, like many, read it in high school. I had to write a couple essays on it, actually. Other than that, though, that's about it.
Yeah, when I read it, I was in middle school, and I actually thought it was kind of boring because I was like 12 and I wanted to read my vampire romance novels. But, you know, reading it now as an adult, I was just enthralled. Like, and I was very excited when Sally and Devin brought the idea to me originally, because I just, it's so rare that we get to play parts like this as women. So it's incredibly exciting.
It's very also true. Particularly interesting for you, Megan, because you've been living in Britain for the last
yes.
2 years, and
yes.
here you are portraying, I mean, they're still British characters in the stage adaptation, I take it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm curious, you've been living in Liverpool, starting at the Liverpool Institute for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your presentation of Jack would have been different had you not spent the last 2 years in Liverpool?
Well, my accent definitely would have been different, that's for sure. Not as good, probably. But
well, there's a
I
Liverpool
suppose...
accent,
oh, yes,
too,
there is.
That is different from the London accent.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different. I don't know if my presentation would be different necessarily. The only thing that might have changed is just a clear understanding of where they came from in terms of being raised, you know, the society that they were brought up in,
mm-hmm.
compared to America. It's very different in that sense, I suppose.
We're talking about the all-female production of The Lord of the Flies being staged by Peppermint Creek Theater Company in Lansing this week and next, with actress Megan Malusik and stage manager Anna Sabo. One post on a Facebook thread about this production alludes to the observation that the youth of these kids is what's disturbing about the story, not mm-hmm. that they're boys or they're girls. What do you think, Anna?
Absolutely. Because it is children without adults, they don't know how to run society, so they're basically pretending. They're doing what they think adults are supposed to do. So they're like, oh, we should have a vote. We need fires, but we also need protection, because that's just the specific, you know, like vague observations they've made going through life. But they have no idea actually how to, like, control mm-hmm. anything, gather mm-hmm. food, find a real way to keep each other safe as well as together.
What? How big a cast are we talking about here?
11. We've got 11 people.
Okay.
And we have a very wide range of age, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not, I think I'm the oldest one in the cast, mm-hmm. possibly, yeah. And I'm only 23, so. Mm.
How long have you been acting?
I've been acting since my sophomore year of high school. So, gosh, I don't know. 8 years now, something like that.
How long have you been involved in theater, Anna?
About 2 years.
2 years. The theme of Peppermint Creek's 2016-17 season is ladylike. How does The Lord of the Flies fit in? Well, it's pretty obvious how it fits in, with given what you've done to the production here. But talk to us about the broader season here and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So with Lord of the Flies, as well as it being a corruption of society, we've also taken it as a breakdown of traditional femininity. So the girls enter in a very Mean Girl-esque type of mindset.
I flashed on Mean Girls this morning because we're talking about chaos and conflict and tension amongst the girls. If you're a modern person at all, Lindsay Lohan was flashing through my brain early this morning.
Yes, and absolutely, because that is how society raises us to kind of see each other. We see each other as this competition. Mm-hmm. And given a circumstance where maybe we're on an island or such, it can absolutely turn violent.
Well, let's talk about the staging of the violence in this production. How realistic is it? Has it been a challenge to pull that off?
Oh, gosh.
Well... We've got lots of blood.
Lots of blood.
Lots of blood.
I'll tell you this. It took me 15 minutes to get all of the blood off me last night.
Wow.
I wouldn't suggest bringing young children.
No.
Probably not. It is kind of scary. There are things mm-hmm. in there that will jar you, I think.
We have to talk about your Liverpool experience a little bit more, Megan. I found this out just before the segment started, but you're attending the Liverpool Institute of the Arts,
yes.
which was founded by Paul McCartney,
yes,
correct?
Yes, he wanted to start, it kind of started as a fame school, so people know it as that. He wanted to start a school where people could progress in the arts, and he actually began it in his old boys' school, like where he grew up and met all of the other members of the Beatles. So... I mean, not all of them went to that school, but I can't remember who did. One of the other ones did. But yeah, so.
And you were telling me when you graduate, you're going to be, Paul McCartney will be shaking your hands when you get your diploma.
Yes, I'll get the standard graduation picture that everyone puts as their profile picture afterwards.
How about that? How about that? That's so interesting. What are you studying? You're studying acting there?
I'm studying acting,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's it been like?
Amazing. Oh, I gosh, I love it over there so much. And the program is really good. I've learned quite a lot about all sorts of things. So,
you were part of the Renegade Theater Festival here in Old Town Lansing. What did you do there?
There we performed the first 30 minutes of the play. It's a three-act play, so it was the first act. So it's when the girls are still civilized, but it's the plane crash and them coming onto the island, deciding what they're going to do from there, but it's before everything kind of takes a turn.
And tell us about some of the other, can you talk to us about some of the other productions in the 16-17 season? Which one comes to mind here first?
Well, the next one after us is Disgraced, which is an excellent modern take on just looking at religion and art, that type of thing. And then there's a show later on in the season that I'm very excited about called Eurydice,
yeah.
Which is the story
of
Orpheus,
yeah.
But told from his wife's point of view, which especially in Greek myths, you don't often get the female
view.
Point of view very often.
How interesting. We've been talking with actress Megan Malusik and stage manager Anna Sabo of the Peppermint Creek Theater Company. Their stage adaptation of The Lord of the Flies with an all-female cast is this week and next. Showtime 8 p.m. tonight through Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday, both weekends at the Miller Performing Arts Center on Curry Lane in Lansing. Anna, Megan, thank you. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.